20 seconds to go. Embiid posting up. Tucker bodies him. They're going to have to change their comportment real quick.
Well, Jody, they changed their comportment. And if you can't beat them, sign them. The big story of the week, the Sixers drafting free agency. And what'd they do, Jody? They revamp, retool. They added depth. I guess that's the fair way to say it, right? They added some depth.
I'll go so far as to use the word upgraded.
Okay, upgrade's nice.
Did they hit the ball out of the park? Did they lock themselves in as a NBA title contender? I'm not going that far, but to this point, before we ever get to the Kevin Durant conversation, I would say yes. The Sixers upgraded, which is certainly better than going backwards and also an improvement over standing still. I'm a Tucker fan, and I have been for, it seems like two decades. That's how long he's been in the NBA. And he checks a lot of the boxes as to what this team needs going forward. A three-year contract for a guy who's sneaking up on 37?
That's
you question that a little bit, but they're in it to win it this year.
All right, so let me go through the deals. As you just say, they signed P.J. Tucker, who has beat them before with the Heat. Three-year deal, $33 million. It's a high price, $9.5 million this year, and yes, this deal ends. He's going to be pushing 40 years old. He's a free agent. You overpay when it's free agent. Averaged 7.6 points, 5.5 rebounds last year, but he brings you skills that don't always show up in the stat sheet. He is a physical presence on defense. He can guard a lot of positions. We just saw how well he played against the Sixers in the playoffs. They add Daniel House, which everybody will spell wrong, and Trevelyan Queen, who is really, fair to say, Queen's a developmental guy. And Doc Rivers has never had patience in developing guys. Doc's big on those regular season wins. And what it says to me is what I think you were just implying, which is the Sixers' window to win with Joel Embiid and James Harden is now. And so if it took a three-year contract with Tucker to kind of make the most of this short window, they'll take the bad year at the back end of the deal. They have had zero, I believe this is correct. Yeah, I know this is correct. Zero second round series wins since 2001. The fan base is tired of it. I'm sure management is tired of it. Let's make a deal, speaking specifically the Tucker deal, that's at least going to try to get us past the second round. That is my read. Don't know if you've seen any differently.
I do. And your stating of the history and the facts is right on. And I always annoy the process servers who believe that Sam Hinkie did what he did.
Yeah, they love both of us.
They have not gotten past where Doug Collins got them.
Yeah.
Doug Collins got them to a seventh game of round number two, and that's how far the post-process Sixers have gotten. So that doesn't say a whole heck of a lot as to how it's worked out. That they're taking their opportunity as a team that's got pieces. And, oh, by the way, Celtics got better yesterday with the Malcolm Brogdon trade.
Yeah.
Giannis is still going to play for the Bucks next year, which is a major issue because there's not a player in the league that can stop Giannis. So it's an uphill climb, but you'd rather them make it than just stall out where they were at. I give Daryl Morey credit. And here's my one question, Glenn, and I tweeted out a bunch of this, and it was speculated that it was coming during the early part of the week when I was here on WIP at nights. James Harden did him a real solid by opting out and at least reportedly agreeing to a contract that will be less than what he could. 47 and change million. Rumors are he's going to sign somewhere in the mid-30s, and it'll only advance the percentage-wise that it can each year thereafter. He and Daryl Morey do have a very good relationship, and apparently he's doing the right thing that he thinks for the 76ers. If he had taken the 47 and then gone free agent next year, could he have made more over time? We'll never know. But why hasn't that been announced yet? Over the last
new deal?
Yeah, the last 48 hours since free agency started, there's been about 172 transactions in the NBA. And one of them isn't that James Harden has re-signed with the 76ers for X amount of dollars and X amount of years. No, we've got Mr. Pompey coming up later. Maybe he'll have insight to this. I'm just a little nervous as to why this hasn't been announced yet.
I don't know. And it is a fair question. We'll talk to Keith Pompey of the Inquirer at noon. Ray Dittinger is going to join us at 11:20. Jody, Ray called me this week. He wants to do a movie review.
Nice.
So he loved. Well, I don't even want to give it away, but he saw a movie he really liked. I don't know the answer to your question. And the premise is fascinating to me, which is that James Harden, to be honest, I did not expect that James Harden was going to be the guy to take less money to help build the team. And you got to respect that, right?
Yep.
Okay, so here's the cynic, and I'm not the first to suggest this. Is it James Harden, philanthropist and great human being, or is it James Harden, smart businessman? Because we all know his skills are eroding. I mean, we certainly saw that after he came here and during the playoffs. He gets most likely, at least what has been reported, a 3-year deal out of this for less money per year. But he's not going to have to switch to cheap cigars and scotch. I mean, he's going to end up with, what, $100+ million for those 3 years. So maybe it was the smart financial move for him. Take less up front and get a bigger deal, get a longer deal.
Right. And Keith Pompey is a very good NBA insider. I know a bunch of them. I had one on my CBS show last night, Matt Moore from The Athletic, and I have opinions on all these NBA guys who get inside information. And Jake Fisher from Bleacher Report's a pretty good one. I've had Jake on as a guest before. He's pretty well tied in. Last week he said, it looks like Harden's going to opt in and sign a 2-year extension at max dollars, so look for about a 3-year, $150 million deal. Well, if he's only going to get mid-30s, you can only increase by 8% every year. Yeah, we're looking at about 3 years, $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $50 million difference.
That's
not chump change here we're talking about, if that's what his deal ends up being. As to, and again, it was only a report, but it was reported it could be upwards of $150. I got to give him props. Again, you're right in that we're not going to start a GoFundMe page for him. Not necessary, but I think he did a real solid by the 76ers.
Could they? The NBA, and I'm sorry to be ignorant on this. I apologize for that. But the NBA salary cap rules are so complex to me. I was learning yesterday that you can't trade certain guys for certain guys.
Yep.
Could the Sixers have just said, all right, well, look, we'll take you, you know, if you want to opt in for this year, we'll pay you that, and then we'll just say goodbye. See ya.
They could have, but then Harden might not have opted in. He might have opted out and said, oh, yeah, I'll go elsewhere. And then you don't have the money to replace him because you're already a cap team with Embiid making what he's making and Tobias making what he's making.
That. Yeah, I just, so it's so confounding how limiting it is. Are you better off with James Harden for 3 years or with James Harden for no years?
That's what it came down to.
Right, and that's what I'm asking you.
And you, as an objective observer, can have an opinion on that. But the only one whose opinion matters is Daryl Morey, because he's the one who's going to make that call. And I do believe that Daryl Morey has a higher evaluation of James Harden than John Q Public Sixer fan has. So even though we may think one thing, the guy who's going to make the official call thinks another. And I don't even know that he can separate himself from his overall beliefs and his rooting interests and the fact that he's got a relationship with James Harden.
Yeah, and as you suggested, you're over a barrel, because if you just say goodbye to him, you're still screwed against the salary cap, and you can't replace him. And the one thing that you can't sell the fans is, well, we're losing James Harden and we're getting nothing, and now we're not even going to get past the first round of the playoffs. So, hey, buy your season tickets. So, yeah, they're between a rock and a hard place. And I listen, I'll praise Harden more than criticize him in this. I as you said, there's not going to be a GoFundMe page. I will not nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize for his magnanimity here, but I will praise him that it gave them the opportunity to do something. And I do think they are better than they were. You remember when Rich Kotite coached the Eagles, Jody? I think you and I were working together in those days. And Rich Kotite brought in every former Jet he could find. A lot of guys you rooted for growing up.
Yes.
They all switched the color green from the Jets green to the Eagles green. Well, Daryl Morey's kind of replaying those hits from Houston, right?
Oh,
with Tucker and House and Harden and DeAnthony Melton, who we haven't talked about. That stuff always worries me. Whenever you try to get the band back together like that, it just that's a tough one.
And, oh, by the way, the Rockets were good, but I don't see their championship banner hanging anywhere either.
Well, it isn't only like with Olajuwon, right?
Right. You're going to the Warriors and trying to pick guys off that team. Have won four championships in X amount of years, 8 years. No, the Rockets had some playoff success, never even made it to an NBA final. So that isn't the team that you pick out and go, oh, we've got to get as many of these X players as we used to. Kind of like Kotite and the Jets. Yeah, the Jets. That's one diddly squad, but he did bring in a – do you don't remember the Ken O'Brien quarterback era fondly?
Yeah, no. I remember it. It was Ken O'Brien, and there was the other quarterback that they picked up who was a carpenter when
– Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Both.
Ryan, not Matt. I wish it was Matt Ryan. Pat Ryan the year everybody got hurt. Yeah, Pat Ryan. All right, just real quick, we still have to get to this, which is the biggest dream of all. Which is Kevin Durant has requested a trade off the Brooklyn Nets. God, it's going to be his third team in 4 years. He is. I saw this is not my original line, so I won't take credit. He's the Larry Brown of NBA players.
A little bit.
Yeah. Reportedly, the top of his list is the Phoenix Suns, the Miami Heat. I don't know that they're going to be able to do it. I don't know. First off, ha, 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 to the Brooklyn Nets and Ben Simmons. does not bother me that they are a mess. I saw the odds come out. You and I think, get the same odds from Bovada every couple of days in our email that listed the Sixers as 12-1 to get Kevin Durant, which puts them 3-6-8 among the favorites, with Phoenix and Miami being 1-2. Got a shot? Is it a pipe dream?
It's a long shot, but it's a shot. It's not a zero percenter. If you put Tobias Harris, who's going to be the guy who's going to make the money work, and you got to get close enough to be able to get it done. There are other players making more money that do less than Tobias Harris in the league. Not a lot of them, but there are some. So Tobias is one of those legitimate guys who could be included in a trade, who you're going to play and have as part of your team going forward, Nets or anybody else, where they would trade him. He's not a needle mover, but he's not a guy who you look at as a deficit. Oh, we have to put him in a deal to make the money work. So he's unique in that spot as per his talent in the league right now. Tyrese Maxey's got to be the key guy. Nobody wants to see Tyrese Maxey playing anywhere but Philadelphia. But if you want arguably the best player in the NBA, as big a diva as he may be, that's what you got to do. You got to give up a player as good as Maxey. So when you start with Harris and Maxey and add to it, the biggest reason why it's the Sixers down on that list, Glenn, is they don't have control of their own draft picks.
Yeah,
they've moved enough of them that you can't trade 2 years in a row. So they don't have the draft assets to make that type of a deal. But if you're talking about Maxey and Harris and Thibault, at least you're in the conversation. I think there'll be someone who will offer more. I don't think the Sixers will get them, but it isn't like, oh, they got no shot whatsoever. Long shot. I think the odds are actually pretty accurate. There are five or six teams that are probably better positioned right now to get Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, it's Tobias Harris, it's Maxey, it's every draft pick you can trade, which, you know, every other year for the next 10 years. And I think the longer it takes, the better shot they have. Because Daryl Morey's the kind who kind of waits in the wings. And if other teams just have a tough time making the deal, then maybe the Sixers do it for everything you said, Thibault as well. I think it's really slim. I would hate to see Tyrese Maxey go, just because I think, like most Philadelphia fans, I've fallen in love with the guy. He's just such an energetic, fun, likable guy with a great upside. But I can't argue that, you know, wherever Kevin Durant goes, he changes the dynamic. I'm talking about of the whole conference. Even he's, what, 33 now? Something like that. But if you put him on the mix here, they are certainly conference favorites. And as much as I would hate trading Maxey, it's their best chance to win a title. The deals they made the other day are designed to win now. I don't know how, you know, long Joel Embiid's window is, but to me it's always kind of year to year. So as much as I would hate the 21-year-old who the city loves for the 33-year-old who a year after that could say, like, you know, I want to go somewhere else, you would have to do it. I don't know that Durant has any interest here. As we said, Phoenix and Miami are the places that he's talked about. I think it would take a while, but, you know, Morey waited out when he traded Simmons. That's the great example of his patience.
Right.
When everybody said, come on, do it, do this, do that, throw in Maxey. And he didn't. And he ended up getting, well, I don't know if it was a great deal, but he ended up getting the best deal he could. So, yeah, I guess it makes sense. You know,
and here's one of the reasons why I still give the Sixers a puncher's chance in this. Not a great one, but a chance. The story breaks the other day, and no one saw this coming. Comes out of left field. Durant has gone directly to the owner of the Nets and stating that he doesn't want to be there anymore. And it is the empowerment of players' age in the NBA, more so than any of the other sports. It's certainly in other sports as well, but the NBA more so than any others. And one of the first things that is reported, and everybody goes scrambling for inside info and off-the-record comments and the like, one of the first things that comes out is, and the Nets will trade him to the team that gives him the best package. In other words, we're going to trade Durant. We don't want to trade Durant. We're kind of taken aback by the fact that he's demanded this trade, but we're not going to just kowtow and trade him to his place of choice if they're going to undersell us on what we're going to get back in return. A lot of times players can do that too, dictate not only, well, Harden did it with the Nets last mm-hmm. year. He didn't want to play for Houston anymore. And, oh, by the way, I'll accept Philadelphia, but my number one choice is to go play with Kyrie and KD. And boom, that worked out. So the player not only got to dictate that they were going to be dealt, but then also pick out exactly where they're going to go. The Nets got it out there pretty quick that they're going to trade him to where the deal is the best. And if the Sixer deal is the best, I think Durant would be willing to come here. I think he knows Philadelphia is a good spot. It's a good town. It's a pretty damn good team. The biggest hurdle might be that I did a spot in New York on the radio, so I talked to a Net source that I have. It doesn't work there, but covers them on a day-in, day-out basis. He's got good ties to the organization. And he said, Jody, the reason why after Harden came to Philadelphia, they made the trade, Simmons went up there. I checked him, my source, and he said the problem wasn't Irving and Harden. It was more Durant and Harden, that those guys had fallen out of like with each other that they had issues with their practice habits and this, that, and the other thing. So there's going to have to be some mending of the fences between Harden and Durant if this trade is going to come down. But I think the Sixers' offer is going to be competitive with others. You just kind of touched on it. We'll get, Keith's take on this. Because I didn't even know this rule, Glenn. I'm supposed to know this. The designated rookie rule.
Yeah, it was
news. You can only have two guys on that fifth-year second contract. I'd never heard of this before, and no. I follow the NBA, and this was news to me. So we get Pompey to explain it to us.
You know how sports has just kind of turned into math, Jody?
A little bit.
It's so frustrating. Anyway, 215-592-9494. We'd love to hear from you. We talked about the Phillies in the opening segment. Great win over the Cardinals the other day. By the way, the caller brought up something I want to ask about, which is why are there so many Cardinal fans everywhere? I don't get that. We'll talk about that, too. And we are talking about the Sixers, the moves they made, and the move that they might make. 215-592-9494. He's Jody McDonald. I'm Glenn Mack now. Hey, are you tired of dealing with your old drafty windows and doors in your house? Maybe it's time you finally go Guida. The great people at Guida Door and Window will help make your window and door replacement project more affordable with their buy one, get one half off sale. For every door window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. And you can mix and match the savings to suit your own needs. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, you get 50% off a window. If you need to replace all the windows and doors in your house, you can save 50% on half your project. The more you need, the more you save. Plus, Guida is making it easier for you to afford your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. Offers for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today. Schedule a free, no obligation, in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA. or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.